Tell me what happened.
We broke up. We just broke up.
I don't understand.
We went to dinner, and then we walked by the bonfire, but it wasn't lit, so we went to this junkyard, and we sat in this car, and then... Oh, God!
What?
I forgot your meatball in the car.
Oh, honey, forget it.
Oh, I can't believe I left your meatball in the car.
Okay. Oh, okay. Come on.
That's what I told the waiter to wrap it up and everything.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what do you want with one meatball? And I was like, it's a mother-daughter thing. And I'm sure he thought I was nuts, but he was so nice. And he did it anyway. And he brought one of those little tinfoil swans or a duck or some kind of bird. And then I left it in the car.
Okay, forget about the meatball, okay? Just tell me what happened.
He just broke up with me, okay?
This doesn't make any sense. This is Dean we're talking about. He's crazy about you. He calls like 25 times a day. Have you seen the cover of his notebook? It's one step away from stalker material.
I have to go to bed.
Well, wait. Take me through the night step by step.
Why?
So I can help decipher what happened here.
What happened here is we broke up. He didn't want to be my boyfriend anymore. End of story.
So not end of story.
Yes, it is.
Honey, he did not plan an entire romantic evening complete with dinner and a junkyard, which we'll get back to later, and then suddenly decide to dump you for no reason.
How do you know?
Because I've read every Nancy Drew mystery ever written. One about the Amish country twice. I know there's more to the story than what you're telling me. What are you doing?
Getting rid of all this stuff.
What stuff?
Everything he gave me, everything he touched, everything he looked at.
Honey, will you just calm down for just 1 second?
He doesn't want to be my boyfriend? Fine.
Okay, it will be fine, but...
What?
Mine.
Oh.
Is there someone else?
No.
Is he moving?
No.
Is he dying? Did his football team lose a game?
What?
It happened. Did he, try something?
What?
You know, did he want to...
What?
Did he want to go faster than you?
God, no.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're just not giving me much to go off of here. Honey, that's your fancy dress that I made for you.
That I wore to a dance that I went to with him.
Yeah. Your sweater's brand new.
Well, he saw me in it yesterday and he liked it.
Well, then he's got good taste.
He said it brought out the blue in my eyes.
Well, then he's gay.
You're not funny, and it goes.
I'm a little funny, and if you throw away everything Dean ever saw you wear, you're going to be walking around in a towel. Colonel Clucker, are you serious? He has been with you since you were 4.
The first time Dean came over, he picked it up.
Well, that's not the Colonel's fault. He was sitting there minding his own business, and a guy comes in and picks him up. What's a stuffed bird to do?
I don't want to joke about this, not now.
Okay.
Here. I don't want to look at that anymore.
Okay. I'll put it away.
No, take it out of the house. Throw it in a dumpster. Burn it. I don't care. Just, I want it gone.
You know, honey... Someday, when this is all in the past, you may be sorry that you don't have some of those things anymore.
I don't care.
But Rory...
I don't care!
Okay, fine. It's gone.
Thank you.
So I'll take care of it. And you go to bed, get some rest, and maybe you'll feel more like talking in the morning.
Bye.
Honey, good night.
Mom?
Yeah?
Far, far away from the house, okay?
Hey, it sleeps with the fishes.
Thank you.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just want to get started. I made a list of all the things we say we're going to do on weekends, but when the weekend comes around, you say they're too boring to actually do on a weekend day. So then you say we'll do them during the week, which of course we never do. So I think that we should get them all out of the way today once and for all. And to make it interesting, we should come up with like a reward system. So once we're done with everything on the list, we could go get manicures. Or we could go to that Swiss place for fondue for dinner. Or we could stuff our purses full of Sour Patch Kids and Milk Duds and go see the Stars Hollow Elementary School production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
It's 6 o'clock.
I know.
On Saturday morning.
That's right.
It's 6 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Do you want to wear docks or sneakers?
I want to wear slippers.
Up, please.
Rory, my heart. It is Saturday, the day of rest.
Sunday's the day of rest.
No, Saturday is the day of pre-rest.
Pre-rest?
Yeah, so that way when you actually get to Sunday, you're rested enough to enjoy your rest.
That makes absolutely no sense.
That's because it's 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. Oh, jeez.
Up, please.
You made a rhyme.
I'll see you downstairs. Hello.
Did you rearrange the furniture?
Yes.
Good. Because for a minute there, I thought we were having a problem with decorator elves, and I was going to have to call an exterminator and tent the place, but it was just you. Great. Good. So now, was there any reason that you just suddenly felt the need to move around large pieces of furniture first thing in the morning?
I was up. It was there.
Okay. Good thought process. Great. Now, I noticed that you didn't move the TV, though.
It was too heavy.
Right. Okay. Well, I like this. Yeah, this is good. Now, of course, when the sofa actually faced the TV, it made it a little easier to watch. But, you know, this is good, too. It'll be like, you know, like radio.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I am. Just one quick sec. Why don't you, could you put the pen down?
Just finishing the list.
Yes, I see. And as much as I love your list, let's just, finish this particular one in a little while, okay?
Okay.
Right. I'm concerned about you. I wish you would talk to me.
I don't want to deal with it right now. I can't deal with it right now.
Fair enough. But listen, I've had my heart broken before. It's really hard. It's hard for everyone. So can I give you a little advice?
Okay.
I think what you really need to do today is wallow.
Wallow?
Oh, yeah. Get back in your pajamas, go to bed, eat nothing but gallons of ice cream and tons of pizza. Don't take a shower or shave your legs or put on any kind of makeup at all. And just sit in the dark and watch a really sad movie and have a good long cry and just wallow. You need to wallow.
No.
Rory, your first love is intense. And your first breakup even more intense. Shoving it away and ignoring it while you make lists, it's not going to help.
I don't want to wallow.
Try it for one day.
No.
One day of pizza and pajamas. I'll rent Love Story and The Champ and Affair to Remember, Ishtar.
I don't want to be that kind of girl.
The kind of girl who watches Ishtar?
The kind of girl who just falls apart because she doesn't have a boyfriend.
That description hardly applies to you.
It will if I wallow.
Not true.
So, I used to have a boyfriend and now I don't. Okay, that's just the way it is. I mean, sitting in the dark eating junk food and not shedding my legs isn't going to change that, is it?
No.
Okay, so I don't even want to go there. I have things to do. I have school and Harvard to think about.
Honey, Harvard's like 3 years away.
But now is the time to be preparing for it. I mean, Harvard is hard to get into. And I don't know why I even spend my time thinking about anything else.
Because you have a pulse and you are not the president of the audiovisual club.
I'm 16. I have the rest of my life to have a boyfriend. I should be keeping my eye on the prize right now.
I admire your attitude.
Thank you.
So, should we rent Old Yeller, too, or is that just a guy's crying movie?
You're not listening to me.
I am listening to you. I don't agree with you.
I don't want to wallow, and you can't make me.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
So that must be the list.
Yes, it is.
May I see it, please? We do not need a garden hose.
We don't have one.
We don't have a garden, either.
But maybe if we have a hose, we can grow one.
Okay, see the pen for you.
Why?
Small adjustment. Mom.
What? It's on the list. Don't you have to do it if it's on the list?
I am not going to wallow.
But I put it after going to the recycling center.
What are all these people doing up? It's Saturday morning.
Some people like getting up early.
You lie.
No, they do it voluntarily.
Really?
Every day.
Jump back.
Excuse me?
Kevin Bacon, Footloose, reaction to the no dancing in town rule is revealed to him by Chris Penn, brother to Sean, sage to all.
Should have known.
Yes, you should have. I don't know what they teach you in that damn school.
What? Can't go that way.
Why? We're going to Luke's.
No.
You pull me out of bed at 6 in the morning, and then you say no to Luke's. Don't you realize how dangerous that is?
I can't go that way.
Reason, please?
Because we'd have to go by Dosey's Market.
So?
So we might run into...
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. You don't know if he's working?
I don't remember. His weekend schedule changes a lot.
Okay. Well, we'll just take the long way.
No.
Why?
We have to go by the school.
But there's no school today.
But on his days off from work, he plays football at the school with some of his friends.
Well, what time?
It varies.
Okay. Well, we'll just go down Peach and we'll circle around. You're shaking your head. Why?
Dean lives on Peach.
Rory, honey, love of my life, you realize you've completely cut us off from Luke's, where the happy coffee is.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Okay. We'll just, we'll figure something out.
Sorry.
No, this is good. It's like G.I. Jane. We get to keep our hair.
I just couldn't.
Oh, honey, say no more. I think this is an adventure. Two girls battling the elements, desperate for survival.
Or coffee.
Same thing.
You know, I bet you can tell a lot about people from their garbage.
Yeah?
Think about it. Trash is discarded aspects of people's lives.
Hmm.
It talks about their eating habits, what they read, do they go to concerts, are they responsible, do they pay their bills on time.
Yeah, you do know, honey, that trash doesn't actually talk at all unless it's on Sesame Street.
I'm just trying to make a point.
That going through people's garbage is interesting.
And educational.
And stinky.
A little nuts. There's nothing nuts about wanting to know more about human nature. Curiosity is how we grow.
Ah, we need to get you out of this alley. Who are all these people?
It's the 6 a.m. crowd.
I officially recognize nobody in this place.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Coffee while you wait?
Aw, bless you. So, Luke put you to work, huh?
Yeah, well, I figured if I'm going to be hanging around here for a while, the least I could do is help out.
So you're going to be hanging around for a while here?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So where is Luke?
Well, we were kind of up late last night, so I let him sleep in.
Sleep in? Luke?
Oh, believe me, it wasn't easy to get him to agree to it, but in the end, a little sweet talk, a couple Excedrin PMs, he finally caved.
Oh.
Hey, there's a seat over there.
Great.
Oh, go. I'll be over in a sec.
Okay.
I feel like everyone is staring at me.
Well, yeah, because you've got a banana peel stuck to your foot.
I do?
I'm kidding. Nobody's staring at you.
They know.
They don't know.
It's probably all around town by now.
Honey, it just happened last night. It's like 6 in the morning.
Everyone knows that I've been dumped.
Do you want to go home?
Nope. We have a list.
Okay, great. I'm going to order us something. Any preferences? Eggs, French toast, key to the dumpster?
I don't care.
Okay, I'll be right back. Lorelai, what a nice surprise so early in the morning.
Those things.
You know, don't you?
Yes, and I feel awful. I feel completely responsible.
Well, you should.
Well, I got Dean that job, and I certainly encouraged them. I felt they were so right together.
Miss Patty, please don't say anything to Rory about it. She's a little concerned about everybody finding out.
Oh, of course, not a peep.
And spread the word, okay?
Consider it done. Oh, and Lorelai, would you give the angel a hug for me? I mean, you don't have to say it's for me. Just give her a hug.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, good morning, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, well, you know, Rachel thought I looked a little tired.
No, it's good. You need a little break.
I guess.
You do. So, she seems pretty comfortable here, huh?
Yeah, well, she always could just fit in places, you know. It's a talent of hers.
She looks good in your apron.
Yeah, well, can I get you anything?
Oh, do you think you could make those really crazy chocolate chip pancakes and go extra heavy on the chocolate?
Yeah, sure. Any special occasion?
Dean broke up with Rory.
What?
Keep it down. She doesn't want anybody to know about it.
Oh, I knew it. I just knew that kid was trouble.
Yes, you did. You knew it. Pancakes, please.
God, he's got a nerve. I mean, what does he think? He's going to do better than Rory? Is he crazy? Jesus.
All right, well, forget it. Okay? Good riddance. Adios. Bienvenidos. Hasta la vista.
Can we get off the small world ride and get cooking, please?
How is she?
She's been dumped by her first boyfriend.
Oh, man, I swear I would love to... Okay, I'm gonna put some whipped cream on the pancakes, too.
Thank you, Luke.
Yeah.
Not a word, okay?
I got it. I never liked him. I don't know exactly what it was. Something about the shape of his forehead or his height or the floppy hairstyle. Actually, yes. On reflection, I think it was the floppy hairstyle.
Hey, good morning, Kurt.
Lorelai, I want to express my apologies for not voicing my concerns about that floppy-haired jerk earlier, because if I had...
No, you know what? You need to leave now.
I cannot go until you accept my apology.
I accept your apology.
All right. It will not happen again.
Okay. Thank you. Honey, are you sure you don't want to...
Do not say wallow.
Swallow your coffee before you eat?
I am fine.
But if you could see the look on your face...
It's the same look you had on your face when you broke up with Max. Did wallowing help you get over him?
I'm not saying wallowing will help you get over Dean. It's part of the process. It's the mourning period. It's a step, an important step. The only thing that will get you over somebody is time.
How much time did it take you to get over Max?
I'm not sure exactly.
Approximately.
I didn't clock it.
Ballpark figure.
A while.
Be vaguer.
Rory, come on.
More coffee? Pancakes are coming right up. Anything else I can get you?
No, thanks.
Hey, I've got some strawberries back there. You like strawberries, don't you?
Yeah, I like strawberries, but I don't...
I'm getting you strawberries.
You told them, didn't you?
No. Miss Patty did.
And who told Miss Patty?
I don't know.
Her sources?
Stop right there.
What?
Where are you going?
To get coffee?
Wrong.
Excuse me?
Not going in there, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Turn around, bag boy.
Are you serious?
You see a smile on this face?
No, but what's different about that?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, just that you're not exactly known as the town crack-up.
So you're a smart guy now, huh?
What the hell are you doing?
Just exercising my right not to serve you.
What are you talking about? I'm not even inside yet. Let go of me.
You first.
If you tell Miss Patty, everybody in town's gonna know.
Honey, people have their own lives and their own problems. I hardly think you and Dean breaking up is the main thing on their minds. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Hey, no, hey, no, hey! Cut it out! Break it out!
What are you doing?
Back off! Come over here! What do you think you're doing?
He started it.
By doing what?
He was coming in.
Are you a lunatic? He's 16.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Well, stand in the middle of the street and have a slap fight, of course. Come here.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. I don't know what got into Luke. He's usually so...
I have to go.
Oh. Sure. Bye.
Get inside
Buddy,
now. Inside,
he,
now!
He started it.
Hey.
Hey.
So where's that list?
What?
The list. We've got a lot to do today, Missy. Otherwise, I'm going to be dragging your butt out of bed at 6 again tomorrow morning.
So?
Where do we start?
Well, we need a soap dish for the kitchen.
Ah, a kitchen soap dish. Quite decadent, but what the hell? Let's go.
Well, that was a very successful outing for us.
Yes, it was.
We got everything on the list except for the brown extension cord.
Which will be in on Tuesday.
So I think that that qualifies as a check, too.
Are you happy?
I appreciate a job well done, yes.
I can't wait to try the toaster pizza. It looks so gross, which is usually the mark of a great junk food.
Beefaroni.
Enough said.
I'm gonna go plug in my new wall air freshener. Give me 5 minutes and then come sniff my room.
Cheese or pepperoni?
Whatever.
Both. Good choice.
Hey, sugar, I just heard. Oh, where is she, poor little thing? Rory, sweetie!
Come on.
What? She outside?
No. Bet, I appreciate you coming over like this, but Rory's not really in a talking mood just now.
But I can help.
I know you
can. I can tell her how you have to go through a lot of bad relationships to get to that really good one.
No, it's very good advice.
Oh, yeah, and I can tell her about all the horrible men I've known in my day.
That'd be great.
Really, truly awful men.
Bet.
I was pushed out of a moving car once.
Now, that's a peppy little anecdote.
Let me tell her. Bet.
Oh, I want you to tell her all that.
But just not right now. Is she really bad?
She'll be fine.
Really.
They had some of her mail.
Look.
Madeline's having a party.
I'm going to go.
You're going to a Chilton party?
Yes, I am.
Honey, why don't you just stay home and read the bell jar? Same effect.
Hey, I'm going to be going to school there for the next 2.5 years. It wouldn't kill me to be social. Right? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay, then. It's settled.
Can I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
Why don't you see if Lane can come with you? You know, that way if the socializing doesn't turn out how you planned, you got a friendly face around.
Okay. Good idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I take the car?
Yes.
Can I borrow something to wear?
Yes.
Are you going to give in to anything I say because you feel sorry for me?
Yes.
I'll make a list. Here, hand me that blush.
Okay.
Am I all twisty right here?
Oh, a little. Here.
So how are you?
Fine.
How are you really?
Life goes on, right?
You know, I saw Dean today. I wasn't sure if I should tell you.
Why not?
I mean, I wasn't sure you'd want to know.
No, that's fine. What did he say?
Nothing. He crossed the street as soon as I saw him.
Oh.
But if it's any consolation, I mean, he looked really sad.
Well, I don't want him to be sad.
Rory, are you sure you want to go out tonight?
Why does everyone keep asking me that?
Because you just broke up. I mean, I'd be perfectly fine to just hang out here and listen to music, talk, not talk, whatever.
No, I am not hanging out. We're going to this party. It's going to be great. I don't want to dwell on this. That's final.
Don't argue with her, or you'll find yourself the proud owner of 3 garden weasels.
Mom.
3, because 1's just not enough. Here, turn around.
Why?
14 hours of labor, that's why.
Fine.
And here.
What is this?
I thought it would go with your dress, and it does.
It's pretty.
Yeah?
It's really pretty. Here's the phone and some mad money. If for any reason you think you're not going to be home before 12, you call me.
Oh, we'll be back by 12.
Hi, call me.
Sorry.
Rory?
The cornstarch.
What?
The cornstarch. The first time Dean kissed me, I forgot to put it with the other things. I'll just throw it out.
Hey, why don't you let me do that? You guys get going.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Have fun, bye.
Bye.
Oh, hey, look in somebody's sock drawer. Rich people have hilarious sock drawers. Be good.
Bye.
Hey.
Hi, I wanted to ask you if you could...
Sure, whatever.
Suki? Hello? Suki. Honey.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good, I'm fine. How's that x-ray vision coming?
Jackson's good.
Is he doing something dirty?
He's making me dinner.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's sweet. I'm just, do you hear something?
Like what?
Like someone using the wrong size pan to sweat the onions in.
Nothing like that.
Okay, well, maybe I'm hearing things. So, hi! How are you?
Fine. So, I wanted to see...
Could you peek inside the kitchen for me and tell me if the orange liqueur say is on the far left burner?
Why don't you just go in there?
Yeah, well, now I would, but Jackson kicked me out.
He did.
Yes, and he won't let me back in there, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, maybe he just wants you to relax. I wouldn't mind that either, actually.
Just take a peek for me, will you? Okay? Tell him you want some water. And here. Take a picture for me.
Oh, Suki, I'm not spying on Jackson.
What if he's using the wrong spoon in the wrong sauce?
Then the world as we know it will end.
I have to go in there.
You stay right where you are.
Jackson, you're being unreasonable.
Suki, When a person offers to make another person dinner because this person happens to be a chef and is always cooking for others, that is what happens to be a nice gesture.
Yes, but...
And when that person accepts the first person's offer, that means that the first person, the one who offered to cook, would actually be doing the cooking, while the other person relaxed, had some wine, and stayed out of the kitchen.
I wasn't cooking. I was suggesting.
Wow, you suggested the ladle right out of my hand 4 times.
I had to skim the top of the saucer. It would have gotten all...
Damn it, Soupy, this is supposed to be romantic.
It is.
Stay out of here. I am cooking this meal alone. I'm also cleaning up alone.
No.
Oh, yes.
But you don't know how to load my dishwasher. I have a system.
I'll wing it.
There's a diagram in the pantry. Use it. I'm begging you.
I'm doing too low. Just because I can.
Honey, try to sit down and relax. It's nice what he's doing.
I know. You're right. It is nice. Okay. All right. I'm sitting, I'm relaxing, I'm focusing on you.
Good. Actually, I wanted to ask you a favor.
What?
Could I take your car for a little while? Rory's got mine, and there's something I want to do.
Yeah, of course. What's so important?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Sounds serious.
I'll have it back to you as soon as I can.
Take your time. I'm in for the night.
Okay. Bye, hon.
Bye.
Lorelai, what?
Rory and Dean broke up.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Rory.
Yeah, Rory and Dean broke up, and she won't wallow. And I told her that she should wallow, you know, because that's supposed to help you get through the pain, and then you can accept it, and you can get over somebody, and you can move on with your life. And then she asked me how long it was before I got over you, and I didn't know what to say, you know, because I can't lie to her. And I realized that if I gave her any time frame at all, that I would be lying, because not over you, and I don't know how long it will be before I am, and who am I to be teaching her about healing and moving on and breakups anyhow? I mean, I might as well be teaching her to eat fire or swallow a sword or put her legs behind her head, you know, because at least that's a trade. I mean, the first two are, I don't know about putting the legs behind your head, but the point is that I'm an idiot, and I'm a hypocrite, and I really miss you.
Do you want to come in?
Yes. Please.
Wow, this is unbelievable. My wedding won't be this big.
Yeah.
This is amazing. People live here?
This is Madeline's house.
Is this what your grandparents' house looks like?
No. I mean, it's big, but it's not this Hearst castle-y.
I mean, there should be a map or a tour guide or Robin Leach or something.
Hey, Lane.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming with me.
Anytime. Oh, my God. There's a pool table. And a DJ. It's like a teenage Sodom and Gomorrah.
You're paid!
Yeah.
Who's watching the farm?
Madeline, your house is beautiful.
Thanks. It's my stepfather's.
So, where is he?
My stepfather is in Japan.
I know, not your stepfather, Prince Charming.
He didn't come.
Why?
His white horse was in the shop.
You guys didn't break up, did you?
Hi, I'm Lane.
As in, walk down A.
Yes, exactly. Hi, I'm Madeline.
So, when does the tour of the pool house start?
You've seen the pool house before.
Yes, but they haven't seen it at night, right?
But,
Madeline, you are not confused. Think, process, focus.
Oh. Hi.
Later, Paris.
No glove, no love.
Lovely.
So I didn't think you were much of a party girl.
I'm not usually, but I thought I might come by and check it out.
Same exact people we see every day at school, except now we get to see them dance. So where is your boyfriend?
We broke up.
Oh. Well, at least you had a boyfriend for a while.
So do you know which way will lead us to some soda?
keep up because I'm not turning around.
Wow, you didn't exaggerate. Paris needs no embellishment.
All this soda is French.
Madeline's mother has a French fetish. She's obsessed with all things French. French wine, French food, French water, French cellulite products.
Look, why won't you answer me?
Because you didn't say please.
Summer.
Can we do this later? There's a party going on.
Look, just tell me what you're doing locked in the bathroom with Oscar.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yep.
No.
Well, why don't you tell me what I was doing, since you seem to know everything?
Hey, you are my girlfriend.
Ooh, now he's a caveman. What are you gonna do? Knock me on the back of my head with a club and then drag me back to your Porsche?
Summer, please.
Ooh, good song.
I just love that summer, don't you? 9:45.
Why do you keep checking your watch?
My mom says I have to stay till 10:30.
Why would she care?
She thinks I'm not enough of a people person. Shocking, huh?
I'm floored.
Yeah, well, I doubt highly that Madame Curie was voted most likely to dress like Jennifer Lopez.
You want to be a scientist?
Cancer research.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, no.
What?
I just figured that the only Korean boy at this party has his Korean girl radar turned on.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Henry.
I'm Lane. This is Rory in Paris.
We've met.
In Paris? So, would you like to dance?
Oh, well, we're talking here.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, one dance? You can put the conversation on hold for one dance, right? Unless this is a Middle East peace-style kind of conversation.
One dance.
A short one. No crazy dance mixes.
Okay.
Thank you.
If I'm not back in one dance, you're coming down with a really bad case of anything that means we have to go home.
Oh, is it getting warm in here, or is it just me?
Thank you.
Unbelievable. She's here 5 minutes. She has a date. I've been going to this school 9 years, and I'm the French soda monitor.
In case this comes up later, I did not come here for this.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Oh, this is crazy.
No, it is. It's nuts. It's nuts.
I mean, I don't see you for months, and then all of a sudden...
Ding dong, Avon lady.
It's insane.
Completely. Oh, you do that so good.
Okay, we gotta get a grip here.
I thought that's what we were doing.
You know, are you gonna sit over there on that couch?
Fine.
And I'm gonna sit over here on this... in this chair. Far away from the couch. I want to put this table right in between us. Just like that. Good. Okay. And we're going to sit here and talk about this calmly.
Sounds good.
How you been?
Good. Really good.
Oh, you look really good.
So do you.
I missed you.
Oh, I'm glad. Otherwise, that greeting there would have been a little inappropriate.
You know, actually, I've been thinking about us lately.
You have?
Haven't you?
No.
No?
No, I haven't given it any thought at all.
I'm flattered.
No, I needed not to give it any thought at all. Otherwise, I would give it too much thought, and that would be hard. And so I didn't deal. Like mother, like daughter, I guess.
Oh, I understand.
So, with all the thought you've been giving it, have you come up with any great solutions?
No. You're still Rory's mother. I'm still her teacher. And we're still us. I got nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, nothing's changed?
Nothing's changed.
So, I guess my coming here was probably a bad idea.
Probably. Screw this.
And when I try to make my feelings known to you, it sounds like you have changed from
rain. Hey, am I sick yet?
Not yet. It actually might just be allergies. Keep me posted.
You're a father now.
You see me. My watch stopped. What time is it?
It's 10:35.
Yes, bye. Stop it.
You're making me chase you around the whole party.
Just trying to have fun.
Okay, you won't talk to me or dance with me. Why the hell did you even come with me?
Stop yelling.
Summer, please, can we just go?
No.
Please.
No. I'm sick of fighting with you. I'm sick of hearing 20 times a day, you're my girlfriend.
Okay, could we possibly do this somewhere where a room full of people aren't staring at us?
I think we should break up.
Okay, I really want to go outside and talk about this.
Then go. Bye.
Summer, come on!
I have a major problem.
What?
Henry, the guy I've been dancing with?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's really good in school. He's going to be a doctor, pediatrician to be exact. His parents are extremely involved in their local church. He himself helps out with Sunday school. He speaks Korean fluently. He respects his parents. And he's also really cute, very funny, and surprisingly interesting.
Lynn, I'm sorry, but I'm totally failing to see the problem here.
I'm falling for a guy my parents would approve of. They'd love him. They'd go crazy. They'd be dancing in the Kim house. Dancing.
Really?
Followed by a lot of praying, but initially they'd be dancing.
This is horrible. It can't happen. I have to stop it. We need to go.
But,
No, now. You need to grab your stuff. We gotta go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whatever you say.
Hey.
Henry, hi.
Sorry I've been monopolizing Lane all night.
Oh, no, that's okay. I've had her for 15 years. I'm actually a little sick of her.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We should go.
But you're going?
Oh, well,
yeah. I have to get home. I have a very strict mother.
Oh, wow. Sorry about that. You can even stay for one more dance, huh?
Yeah, I don't think I should. Excuse me?
One dance would be fine.
Great.
But I'll be back.
Well, I certainly did not come over here for that.
I know.
You are a wonderful man.
I know. So, what happens now?
I don't know. It's late. I have to get Suki's car back.
Whoa, wait a second. So this is it? You leave and we forget this ever happened?
No.
Then what?
I leave and we go on with our lives and then at some point we buy some soup.
Lorelai.
What? Soup is good food.
Stop.
I don't want to leave here and forget this ever happened. I want to think of a solution that will make everything better. And I've been racking my brain for an idea, hence the babbling about soup being good food. But I can't think of anything.
I think we should talk.
What?
On the phone. You and me about us on a regular basis.
But
we're not going to solve this staying away from each other.
No, we're not.
And obviously, we are not going to solve this by not staying away from each other.
But we'll burn more calories.
I want to solve this.
So do I.
So we'll talk?
Hey, I thought we were supposed to be talking.
That is plenty of time for talk.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
I'm sorry.
About what?
About you and Summer.
I don't want to talk about Summer.
Okay. So how'd you do on that biology test?
What?
The test, it was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was hard.
I got a B+.
What are you doing?
Talking about the test.
Why?
Because you said you didn't want to talk about Summer.
I don't.
Okay, so I moved to biology. Sorry, did you want to talk about Spanish?
You just loved it, didn't you?
Loved what?
Seeing me nailed like that. Must have been a great moment.
Not really.
Please. You loved it, she loved it, everybody loved it.
I did not love it.
I really liked her, too.
Yeah, I know.
So where's your boyfriend today?
He's not my boyfriend anymore.
Why not?
Didn't want to be.
Idiot.
So summer.
You think you'll get back together?
He was pretty set in his decision.
When did it happen?
Yesterday.
Wow.
It was our 3-month anniversary.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Do you think you guys will?
No. No. No, 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 no.
So no?
No. Hey. I'm sorry I gave you such a hard time for a while.
Oh, it's okay.
It is.
Well, no. But you're sad.
Yeah, well. I am sorry.
Accept your apology.
Oh, man. It's a great party, huh?
Yeah, not bad. Gave me a chance to catch up on my reading.
You are very odd. You know that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. What did I do? Did I bite your lip or something?
No, it's not you. I have to go. We have to go. Rory, are you okay? I have to go.
Oh, wait, can I get your number?
The last name's Kim. We're the only ones in Stars Hollow. I can't believe I just gave my number to a potential Korean doctor. I'm ready to wallow now.
Hey, Joe, it's Lorelai. I need a pizza with everything, okay?